Now, reportedly, these questions are used at firms like Bank of America, Whole Foods, online retailer Zappos. How common are they, really?
They're not extremely common, but you'll see some of that even percolate in smaller firms. So my wife, back in the day when she was practicing law, she was a real estate closing attorney. And so she would go and interview with all these different real estate closing attorney firms. And she had her great resume. Now, at the bottom of her resume, she had additional data. And she put on there, avid Braves fan. We're both huge Braves fans. And so her entire interview would be spent talking about the Atlanta Braves. What they were doing there was they were looking for fit. The folks in the consulting world, they call that the airport test. They want to know, if I got stuck in an airport with this person, would I love it and enjoy having interesting conversations, or would I just want to kind of tear my hair out?
Is this a fad, or do we know that these kind of questions actually tell us something about a candidate?
It's here to stay. Not only are we trying to get a fit, we're also trying to get that real person. People prepare on the standard interview questions. Tell me about a time when you led a team. Tell me about a time when you had to overcome a difficult obstacle. Everyone gets those in interviews. So this is an opportunity to kind of pull the person, the real person, out.
How do you prepare for one of these curveball questions?
You can't. You can't. Another question that I've heard, tell me your favorite ice cream flavor and why. And there's a right and wrong way to answer questions like that. The right way is to say, you know, I love chocolate mint, because back when I was 5 years old, we used to live near an ice cream shop, and my dad would take me every Friday, and I always got chocolate mint. So it reminds me of time with my dad. Great answer. Bad answer, and I actually had a student do this. He said, it depends upon the day of the week and the mood I'm in. So he actually made like a chart.
So happy Wednesday is rocky road.
Exactly. But, exactly. You know. They're not looking for a right answer. They're looking to get a sense of who you are.
Unless maybe it's a tech company, and then maybe they would appreciate the spreadsheet, right?
Right. And so that's culture fit. Now, there's other kinds of off-the-wall questions, and those are problem-solving questions. If you were in the piano sales business, how many pianos would you sell to New York City? And so they want to see how you solve problems. They're looking for either your logic or your creativity.
So you said we can't prepare, but you've hinted that you can strategize.
The first rule in strategy is be yourself. Don't get in your head and guess, what would a perfect candidate for this company say? That split second, they'll see it, and it'll look like you're not being real. If it's a problem-solving question, another strategy is let them see how you approach it and lay out your logic, lay out your assumptions.
Is it expected that you're going to whip out an answer right away?
If it's a problem-solving question, the standard way to approach that is to say, can I take a few minutes to gather my thoughts? But if it's a fit question like, what's your favorite ice cream flavor and why, you wouldn't say, can I take a few moments to gather my thoughts? They're not looking for that. They just want to know, who are you?
Brandon Smith is a leadership consultant and career coach. He also teaches about leadership communication and workplace culture. As always, thanks, Brandon.
It's my pleasure.